Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning on this April Fool's Day.
Boy, Saint Germain, on this April Fool's Day, we are challenging three. We are wrestling with three challenging subjects. We talked about the Mueller report. We talked about Brexit, and now I'm going to be bringing up perhaps something even more challenging than those two, and that's the tangled relationship between Israel, Palestine, and the United States. How's that for a mouthful?
It isn't a matter of wrangling or wrestling. It's a matter of understanding the interconnectivity of every single race and nation on this planet being a diversified version of each other, looking in the mirror and saying, you are me in disguise, and my mission is to see beyond the disguise. The irony of those disputes at this time, those individuals, those races, have the same DNA, the same RNA, the same brotherhood and sisterhood of each other. It is a matter of self-sabotage to be in conflict with one another. It is a matter of self-sabotage to have any religious belief separate you. For no true spiritual wisdom would support any endeavor of separation, particularly killing one another. It is time, as your continents merge and come together, that you merge and become a Pangea once again and a unified field of consciousness. That you awaken that your time of separation and duality, learning through the tools of separation and duality, are coming to an end. It is time to love one another. How many times have you heard that? How many messengers have you killed who came here with that message? Yes, there are political and economic and governmental connections between the United States of America, which may or may not support all that's being spoken here. But they can inadvertently support it taking place by not choosing one faction over another, by choosing unity and allowing each nation, each culture, to complete its ascension process on its calendar, on its schedule, the way it chooses. Does that help you?
Well, of course, it does. Even wandering into this thicket is so challenging. And I have about 10 questions here which kind of separate out the issues, and I'm not sure that's necessarily the right path to take.
There is, in reality, no separation. The separation that's being created is artificial. It is political. It is economic. It is governmental. But in reality, you all hunger, including those individuals in that region of the planet, for one thing and one thing only. What would you think that is?
You're all one.
To be loved.
Yeah.
To know that you came from love, that you are lovable, that you are loved. Suppose there was a Department of Peace. Suppose there was a Department of Love rather than a Department of War. How would that change things?
It would change the fundamental mission, wouldn't it?
It would support the mission of this planet and you choosing to be human and coming upon and within it. There is the folly of humanity, not recognizing this, not knowing it, or perhaps not remembering it.
If you were sitting down with the leaders of Israel and the leaders of the Palestinians, would you say exactly the same thing to each one of them?
Exactly. I have.
You have already.
I have with many past governments. In many of my incarnational cycles in the third dimensional world, I have sat down with world leaders. I continue, and many of the higher realms continue, particularly in the ascended mastership realms and the archangelic realms, of communicating directly and indirectly with your world leaders. As the channel was discussing prior to this podcast, the last few days of your life in this different frequency, you burn off all of your wounds and ego defenses. And during that 36-hour cycle, you see the truth of everything that's being said now. The challenge that I place upon humanity and place upon you individually, if you so choose, is to know it before the last 3 days of your life. To wake up now. The time you have left in this particular incarnational cycle to support this truth. Beloved students, what do you choose?
You know, you've said that you've spoken to leaders of countries. You might have spoken to ours, but you can't tell that from the behavior. Trump formally recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, and of course he's promoted the establishment of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which has just exacerbated the rage and the conflict and the separation with the Arabs and the Palestinians. So the things seem to be heating up again, and more confrontation, more separation.
Beloved student, your inner spiritual life, including your leaders, is completely independent of the events that are taking place in your three-dimensional world. The mission, if you so choose, is to connect and balance that inner spiritual life with the outer life. For right now, what is not happening is the inner is not reflecting the outer, isn't it?
Right.
That's what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Once you merge the two, your inner spiritual life, which is an independent variable from your outer earthly life, and that is balanced, you will create, through love, equality, harmony, and balance.
Well, I think we're beginning to see some efforts to move in that direction in our Congress, which usually speaks to one, with one voice about Israel. They just kind of support whatever Israel does without any criticism, because there's a they kind of conflate any criticism of Israel with what's the word I want?
Beloved student, these are all artificial geographical boundaries set by economic and political forces. They are artificial. Many of them are conflicting with the historical and spiritual designations of what preceded those artificial creations. As a result of that, most of the dissension that you are politically and economically and militarily experiencing right now in those regions of the world are a result of the artificial boundaries that were created. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
So as a result of that, you have one trying to be in control of another when none of it is reality. This is insanity. Fodder by chaos. That is why there has been no resolution to it, because none of it is true. So, only recognizing each of you being each one in disguise and diversified versions of one another, can you settle this? There is enough for everyone on this planet, dear ones. What are you fighting for? There is enough fuel. There is enough food. There is enough air. There is enough water if you don't continue polluting it all. For all of you. Your Mother Earth has made sure of that. And understand one thing. She will tolerate your abuse only to a certain level, and then she will cleanse you off the surface of her body. Remember, her ascension process does not have to include you. Her preference is that it does. You are her children. But she is not going to allow her children to master her demise.
Well, one of the things that underlying what you were just talking about is that despite who is has the power in the Middle East, the issue of equality and human rights and justice for all has sort of gotten submerged in all that. And finally, in our Congress, we're beginning to hear challenges to the abuses of the human rights for the first time. And here again is coming from the feminine energy to Muslim women who have been recently elected, have been standing up and giving voice to it. Of course, they've gotten a huge firestorm of response to it, but they're still standing and courageously talking about human rights and equality for all.
Yes, progress is being made, reflecting the divine order of all of it.
And again, it's the feminine energy.
It could also be the masculine employing his feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be the feminine energy employing her masculine assertive energy through the balance of the two. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you understand the importance of the balancing of the two? It's not one subjugating the other again. It's not the feminine overtaking the masculine. But when the feminine energy is able to balance and employ the assertive masculine, and the masculine is able to employ the receptive feminine, creation is at its most powerful peak.
It's, you know, because this conflict between religions has been going so long in the Middle East, it's really hard to come away with what the lessons are that are being displayed for all of us to see.
Well, it's being fueled by political and economic agendas, is it not?
Yeah.
It's being fed and it's being fueled.
So the takeaway here is what?
You're all one.
And until we understand that and honor that, we're not going to really be.
You're all diversified versions of that oneness. You cannot control the flow of migration on the planet. It will move. It will flow. It will ebb. It is the natural divine order of humanity upon the body, the face of the planet herself. You cannot control that. It is not your right. It is not your ability. No wall, no government, no army, no economy will stop that flow.
And only fools can't understand that.
On April Fool's Day.
Thank you for your wisdom, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.